Won't you please come get your baby? Maybe.
That was the 99 TV version.
It was.
Which is closer to the stage musical than the 82 version that we all know. And I didn't realise this until I watched them all the other day, but the one from the 82 had a completely different ending where Andy runs up a bridge and they rescue her with a helicopter.
Yes, and what happens to Miss Elegant?
Well, you don't find... In the original film version, you don't find out. You just kind of see her riding the back of an elephant and you think, what's this about?
Why would she be on the back of an elephant?
I don't know, but in the version with Kathy Bates, she's carted off like Hannibal Lecter on one of them trolleys with a straitjacket.
I can imagine Madam doing that, though.
Yeah. Someday you'll land in the nut house.
She thinks she's already in the nut house, don't you?
Well, yeah.
I do sometimes on a Sunday when I come here with you, like, I can tell you.
I went to the West End to see Wicked this week.
I've already told him that he better not start rubbing my nose in it, otherwise I'm sacking him.
I won't, this is why I'm not talking about it too much, but it's a brilliant show, everyone go and see it. But do you know, I there was something strange about the show. It's not as serious and hard-hitting as I thought it would be. I thought it'd be something really, really deep, like Blood Brothers or Les Mis, but it's very, very light-hearted.
It is very, very light-hearted, yeah. And the twist at the end with the Wicked Witch, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Don't ruin it. What I liked is there was references to the film, references to the books.
Yeah.
Things like the slippers being silver and ruby whenever they were magic.
Yeah.
There was even jokes out the film, like when they were at the party and Nessa Rose said, "What's in this punch?" and he says, "Lemons and melons and pears." Oh my, that was really funny. That crab means stitches. That it is. I didn't even know the Supremes did a version. I found all these on the system last week. They did a whole album of musical covers, didn't they? All in a Motowny sort of style. It's amazing what you find when you have a rummage through Madame Mary's archives, isn't it?
It is.
But there's lots of twists and revelations.
There are.
It's like I thought it was like a soap, like who's who, and I'm not going to ruin it, but. Oh,
I know.
Every character turn I was in, oh my gosh, is that where that came from? It explains everything. It explains where the Tin Man came from. It explains where the Flying Monkeys came from. It even explains where the Twister came from that brought Dorothy to Oz. It explains everything. It's really good. But it's very, very light-hearted and fun, and that's what I just want, because I thought it would be quite serious, but it's not.
It's not.
It's almost like watching a pantomime. It's very funny. I loved it. I really miss Seb. Seb, if you're listening, I can't wait for you to come back. We need some sanity in this studio.
What do you mean, sanity? Well, I give you sanity.
Yeah.
I'm about as nuts, mate.
You two are dancing fools.
Well, if Madam's listening now, she's going to say, "What's this Madam dance?"
No, I don't know, you do it, John. You're the one that calls
it. Yeah, you're the one that came up with the Madam dance.
Don't give it me. It's nothing to do with the Madam, I love you. And when's she coming back, James?
Madam. She's coming back very, very soon.
After he's left. Do people know you're going yet?
I don't know, they might do.
Are we announcing it?
Yeah, Nathan's been sacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's going to be leaving us in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's been given his P45.
He's sacked for stealing donuts again.
That's right.
It's not really.
I'll still come back for specialist shows, won't I? And the panto, of course.
Yes. He doesn't know we're changing the locks, does he?
No.
And me on the Shaky Shack, or whatever it's called. What's it called at the end of Greece, what they're on? Is it the Shaky Shack?
I have no idea.
You know where they're going back into like that?
Oh, yes.
Something like that, anyway.
Anyway, someone that would make a brilliant... What's her name out of Greece?
Sandy? No, I was not thinking of the headmistress.
Oh,
I'm joking,
that?
Nikki.
I'm embarrassed.
No.
I'm shocked and appalled.
I mean the teacher out of the second film, the one that everyone fancies.
I saw the second film. Did anyone see the second film?
I saw it. She's a really pretty teacher and everyone fancies her.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. You're digging a bigger hole.
Nathan's a bit giddy at the moment because we haven't actually announced this yet, but it's Nathan's last show.
Nathan, why are you going?
Because... It's a bit far to travel from Chester every week.
Wait, yes, but there are such things as telephones.
Yeah,
I suppose.
And Skype.
I know. Well, I'm coming back for the Halloween show and the Christmas shows and the panto. It just won't be every week.
Joe, you'll probably turn up again next week, Nikki. You won't be able to.
Yeah, I probably will.
You'll forget.
Will. Yeah.
You'll forget he's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Now, best of luck to you, my lovely.
Well, thank you.
Please return soon.
I will do. It's just once I've settled in, I'll pop up.
Yes, and good luck. Have you moved yet?
No. No. Weekend coming. Everything's in boxes, though.
Oh,
I'm living in a little cave
with
of boxes. No.
And I hope you don't find loads of blown plaster underneath the wood chip wallpaper.
Oh, don't say that. I've not even seen the house yet. I've no idea what it looks like inside.
Oh!
I know.
Oh, well, I hope it all goes well.
It says, great show. Well, that goes without saying. Any chance of some George Formby?
George Formby?
Riding along the rainbow of
Pop. Riding around on a rainbow?
No.
But, because there's that bike thing going on in Stirling Bridge today, that's from a show about bikes, I will sing an a cappella line from it if you want.
Go on, then.
No.
You just volunteered.
To know why I feel happy, and that's all I know, I'm riding around on a rainbow.
Right.
Do 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 do. No, I'll shut up now.
So there's two bits of Nathan singing on the show now. So they will be put on Facebook a little bit later on.
Well, you know what can I do?
Well, exactly. It's not like you can come back next week and beat me up for doing it, is it?
You never know.
You'll turn up now, won't you, Nathan?
You never know.
And we've had a text flooded in.
Oof.
And it says, "Hi to James and Nathan. All the best with the move, Nathan. We will all miss you.
Oh,
especially the singing."
Oh.
It was getting a bit like that Little Britain sketch about Dennis Waterman.
Sing the theme tune. That one.
Yeah. And then he says, actually, I like the singing.
He'd say that anyway.
So there you go. Maybe that's a new career for you. Maybe you could start singing.
Well, if John can do it.